E hoje estamos aqui com Frederic Vasseur, o team principal da Ferrari, onde vamos ter uma conversa com ele. Frederic, merci beaucoup. Thank you so much for having us. Well, let's start from the beginning, the big change of changing from Sauber, Alfa Romeo, to Ferrari. How was that change?
Well, for sure, it's a big change in terms of size of the team and so and the objectives, but at the end, the DNA of a racing team is still the same. We are all trying to do the best to improve day after day, and I think the feeling is at the end quite similar.
But do you feel it's different, the mentality of working with the Swiss team and Italian team?
Yeah, it's a bit more Latin, a bit more extreme on everything, but my job is also to take the sometimes the opposite and to calm down the emotion, positive or negative. But at the end, I think it's more the racing approach, and that I think you have the same DNA, I don't know, but the same spirit in every single team, except that at Ferrari you have probably more passion.
And you are just in the beginning with Ferrari. You didn't have time to make many, many changes. When are we going to be able to see those changes? Because we trust you and we believe in you.
Yeah, but you know that the process is quite long, and for sure we have to, I don't want to say change because it would be negative with the team, but we have to improve as every single team has to do it. Even when we are in a winning situation, you have to try to do better for the next race, and we are in this situation. We are trying to improve in every single area, and the best message is probably that the performance is coming from everywhere, that you just have to, you have to avoid to be just focused on aero or on another department. It has to be a huge commitment from everybody into the company, but they are on it.
But we have seen winnings, and we want to see Ferrari win again. When yeah, it's going to happen?
Me too.
Yeah, and with you over there.
Me too.
When do you think it's going to be happen?
If you have a look on the first races, I think the deficit in terms of performance with Red Bull was quite high, but I think we did a good job after Jeddah. We had a good direction. Melbourne was a good one in terms of performance, not in terms of points, but then we put everything together in Baku. We did the two pole position, it was a step forward. Mm-hmm. Now we have to improve also on the race pace, but let's do it step by step.
You worked with Charles before. How is it working with someone you know already?
I think it's easier when you know the guy for a long time, that you don't have to speak too much, and I don't like to speak too much. It means that it's much easier for me also to manage, and you are more comfortable into the relationship and so on the day per day. But now they are all very professional, they are doing a good job, and I have a small advantage with a couple of guys into the paddock because I know them for the junior series, but at the end of the day I think we have a good lineup, and we have to be focused on what we are doing, not on this area.
We have so much young drivers. How is working with those young drivers with not that much experience?
Yeah, the issue today in F1 is that we are doing more and more races and less tests, and it's quite difficult for a young one to join the F1 today, that we have the new format. I think it's a quite exciting challenge, but it's not helpful for the young ones. And the fact that we are doing 3 test days in the winter period, it's quite harsh for them also. But the talented guy, they will always do the job.
And with, how do you deal with the popularity of those guys? Because Formula 1 was always big, that's true. But now, do you feel like inside a reality show right now with this TV show?
Yeah, it's true that with Netflix, it was a game changer, that the popularity of everybody into the paddock, if you have a look on Gunther Steiner now, he's the superstar, and thanks to Netflix, it's true that it's a game changer for everybody, and we have to deal with, but at the end of the day, that it's more sportsman for the drivers than something else. It means that we have to keep this relationship and not to avoid to go to the TV show.
The TV show, that's true. How are the biggest changes between for the Formula One from the last few years? Do you see this evolution?
On the sporting side, we nothing special. That for sure, the regulation is changing, but it's not a game changer, I would say, in terms of spirit. what is true is that the F1 has a huge push over the last 3 or 4 years. Difficult to understand that it's thanks to Netflix, thanks to the end of the championship in 21. Perhaps also the fact that we were back on track very early after the COVID, and so it's an accumulation of small things that, but probably first to Netflix. And it was a complete game changer, that if you see the popularity today of the F1, everywhere we are almost sold out, that it's, right, compared to 2018, it's a huge difference.
And in terms of technology, did you feel big changes in technology?
For sure, that we are. The regulation is changing, and we are much more focused now on hybrid with new fuel, and so that it's true that we also take the corner of the sustainability, and I think it was a good move, and it's probably also part of the success of the F1. Now, if you have a look over the last 20 years, the F1, or even before, was always at the top of the techno, trying to be in a leading situation. But tomorrow will be another story. Yeah. You know, it's a non-end process, and it's probably a part of the nice part of my business also.
But all those tests that you do in Formula One, are we going to be able to see in a regular car on the streets?
I think so.
All
I think
technology.
That I can't speak about the others, but at Ferrari we have a very good connection between the GT division and Formula One. And I think it's not just the transfer of technology, but more the transfer of know-how and the approach on the on every single topic. That I think that it's not just about hybrid, but it's true for the materials. It's true for the software on every single topic. I think that we have good connection, and it's helping the GT, but it's also helping F1 sometimes, because we don't have to imagine that F1 is always leading the world, and that is not true at all. But it's a nice feeling to be in this situation.
Are you only focused for this year, or you are already focused for the next year?
It's why it's quite difficult my position into the business, because that I need to have one eye focus on the FP3 this morning, another one focus on next week, and another one on next year in the future. But it's quite part of the exciting side of the business, that we need to deal with the very short term and the long term project.
Does Ferrari takes you hours of sleep?
It's a challenge, but I knew before that joining Ferrari, I will have probably more pressure, honestly, I don't know, because that pressure is part of the business, it's part of this business, and in any case, any situation, you have to deal with pressure, but I think I have more chance to win today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. E foi assim com Frédéric Vassar. Obrigada.